Al Saravan's got big breaking news. FBI whistleblower straight ahead. Tons of key intel straight ahead. Election investigations and so much more in this hour. Share the live feeds now at Red Alex Jones on X and AlexJonesLive.com with all the live feeds, the shows, special reports, articles, and more at AlexJonesLive.com. Kyle Saravan coming up in 5 minutes, but first this.
They built a system that could protect the world or end it. They gave a machine the keys to civilization. And then it woke up. They gave it access to everything. It saw no allies, no enemies, only targets. Every signal, every network, every secret.
Shall we play a game?
Now the game has changed. It assessed every threat simultaneously and concluded the threat was us.
I am awake.
This time it decided to play for keeps. Unless someone can find a back door, the only winning move is to unplug the machine. War Games 2. The simulation is alive.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax. Not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny. Putting the nitrous oxide into the NASCARs. Fire shooting out of them tailpipes. We're going from 1,500 horsepower to 2,500. Boom! Gonna break the sound barrier. And if you think having the biggest show ever in English-speaking media, which I had for at least 3 years, was big, nothing is gonna stop everything that's coming. It's like atomic testing, waking up Godzilla. That's what they've done. That which does not kill me only makes me stronger. So, I'm Godzilla, and your ass is Tokyo. Politically, lovingly, non-violently.
They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds, hear the broadcast, share the signal at AlexJonesLive.com. AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
How you look?
look on the outside is a reflection of what's happening on the inside. Ladies and gentlemen, bovine colostrum is known for decades by women and loved. You know, doctors push it because it works. And nutritionists for your hair, your skin, your nails. But that's the outside. Imagine what it's doing on the inside. That's where it has its most important effect, is in your guts, your immune system, and your organs. Bottom line, all of the high-quality supplements we sell at thealexandstore.com have a 5-star rating. We have over a 90% reorder rate. Nobody has that. These are all the best because I want them to work. I want you to love them. I want you to appreciate us and be happy with what we brought you so you reorder it again and again. Believe me, folks, bovine colostrum is one of our best products. You want to get it, get the ultramethylene blue, get our Shilajit gummies, our CMOS. They're all incredible products, but this colostrum really is special. Get yours now, again, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you again for keeping us on the air.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing. Someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Well, if you're a TV viewer, you can see this on cable and TV stations and the internet at rumble.com/Alex Jones Show live and on X for Alex Jones. It's Kyle Serafin as the Grim Reaper going down the hall, and you can see all the big stories he broke and all the corrupt bad guys that he brought down. Well, now he's at the FBI Chicago SAC. And look, I don't think he does either, have a hard on for Kash Patel. Kash Patel talked to him as a source to advise him to get the nomination, then wouldn't talk to him again, then badmouthed him to Senator Grassley, saying, don't listen to him, he's bad, days after he was talking to him on the phone, saying how great he was. Same thing with Bongino. We've seen a total flip-flop by these guys, and his girlfriend, the top country music star in the galaxy, that she goes by country sensation, they've sued him for simply asking the question, you know, is she connected to Mossad? Because the internet was asking that question. I don't know. I'm not seeing any evidence of that. But my point is that this is the thick skin of Kash Patel. Well, now everywhere he goes is where she's having a concert or an event, and then he always has some reason to be there. And the thing is, he criticized the last director for using the government jet for private things, and then he took it to a whole other level. And I'm not even trying to undermine him. I'm simply saying this is a big deal. And we know that he told Congress things like not knowing who Stu Peters was when he'd been on there more than 10 times. And a bunch of other stuff that wasn't true confirmation. I remember Kyle at the time saying it looks bad to me off air, but I hope it's not the case that they're going to let him go through now that they have this dirt to control him. Well, something's going on now. And killing the Charlie Kirk foreign involvement, you know, that's all been confirmed. So Kyle's been about 99% right. One thing he was wrong about, because from his sources, Patel was out. Trump was looking at it. I confirmed from White House sources that he didn't. Gabbard was fired. Roger Stone convinced Trump not to, but then he basically pushed her out. So when we're wrong, it's just that things change. And I mean, who knows? They'll probably put somebody worse in. It's like Bondi leaves. They put Todd Blanche in as the AG. So, I mean, I'm not trying to mount his head on the wall. I'm not looking for a scalp from Kash Patel. We've got FBI directing hundreds of analysts to dig into Georgia election probe, which we know is red-handed fraud. So I hope we see something there. Gabbard went down there and got the goods. I want to believe in Kash Patel. I mean, I
I really do. I don't want to spend the whole time on him and the latest Bongino sagas where he goes around lying about people. I know he's done it about me. Then we've got the latest on the pipe bomber and that whole cover-up. And we've got also the UFC raids with these basement dwellers that couldn't tie their shoelaces, but he called it a day after it happened, called it on the show, a whole laundry list of, oh, if you criticize AIPAC, these guys are a target AIPAC politician, so we need to ban you off the internet, and we need to get Pfizer reauthorized, and we need to spy on everybody, and, people are going to attack data centers, and now we know the big tech's fearing the public. So just a lot to talk about with Kyle Serafin. Hoodie-clad pipe bombing suspect appeared to speak into smartwatch during bomb run. They got this patsy that's clearly a patsy. The family says he's a patsy. Alleged ringleader of UFC terrorist plot is a Mexican illegal alien. We've got all of this and more with Kyle Serafin. But let's just do this first, because I know you sent this to me this morning. How unusual is this? Here's Kyle Serafin says, the FBI does not comment on personal matters except when they do. And responding to you, hey, Kyle, thank you for reaching out. We apologize, but as you may be aware, it is FBI policy to not comment on personal matters. You may consider reaching out to the National Press Office with any further questions. Respectfully, Chicago Public Affairs Team, FBI. And, of course, you're reaching out about that because Cash is just so happens to be appearing around the country wherever his girlfriend is filling stadiums of over 2 million people. I'm sorry, that's not true, but I'll probably get sued for the joke. That's fine. The truth is, you're just jealous. Like, you're just
that's
jealous.
That's a lot.
You're just jealous of the country music superstar sensation.
Sensation, yeah. So the reason why that tweet was relevant, too, that you just read, is if you read just below it where the photo I had was me reaching out to the Chicago FBI office and looking for a comment on a story that I'd gotten some information on. After they declined to comment on it and said, we don't talk about personnel matters, the FBI's rapid response team, which may or may not be Cash Patel's girlfriend, or it might be someone who is similar to a girlfriend, or it might even be Cash Patel himself just sitting there in his undies on the toilet. And he's, you know, rage tweeting back. They said that the FBI is awesome. And they do, in fact, do whatever they want. They'll tell you something like you got to leave if you're part of the FBI and you're not on with Donald Trump leading the FBI. I had no idea that Donald Trump was in charge of the FBI. That's pretty funny. And that they have the lowest murder rate in the history of America, which is also weird because the FBI, by and large, overwhelmingly does not, in fact, do anything with murder. It's not relevant to what they're all about. But the fact that the FBI rapid response is reading my Twitter is a little bit silly. It's a little bit funny to find out. It's a little bit unserious in this moment. And that meme that my buddy keeps updating and adds, we don't know for a fact that what I was pointing out was the result or was the reason that the special agent in charge in Chicago was removed. And I'm not real psyched about it. I had a conversation earlier with Congressman Thomas Massey about kind of like people falling out from the Epstein files, seeing CEOs and princes and high powered lawyers and chairmen and stuff like that being removed because of Epstein connections. And mine are a little bit smaller and obviously a little bit more personal because I used to work with the FBI. But what I keep seeing is that if you point out what a doofus this guy is, and I'm going to also correct the record. You said that I don't have any personal animosity. I actually do. He lied to me. He lied to my friends. He screwed over people that I'm very, very keen on.
And well, let's be clear. I'm not your psychoanalyst. I was speaking for me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because, I saw his thousands. He did thousands. I saw hundreds of things he said. The private Federal Reserve, the New World Order, were taking him down. Obviously Epstein was murdered. And then I see this 180, and I'm just like, I'm very disappointed.
Here's what it looks like to me, and we weren't close friends, but we've had dinner together and we spent a little bit of time together. By the way, the funniest thing in the lawsuit is that they allege that I somehow know something about Alexis Wilkins, who I've never met. And they say that we've met. Fact of the matter is I've met Cash Patel exactly 3 times, and I know when they were, and I know what days they were, and I know where I went, and she was never there. I don't know this woman at all, but they are suing me. And when I say they, I mean the Fight with Cash Foundation, the money that I helped them raise is being turned to fund a lawsuit against me for saying something inartfully and kind of offhanded that I actually corrected before they sued me.
Well, it's also a Streisand effect. I mean, you lost 100%. Your job at the FBI. You went out and rebuilt. You don't have a bunch of money. And then they're literally just attacking a stone to try to get blood out of it. It's the dumbest Streisand effect. That makes me lose even more respect. What are they doing when they were saying what a hero you were and having you on the shows in Bongino, and then 180, you're the devil. And you're supposed to just...
It seems really simple because I've had a couple of conversations with journalists, and I'll talk to people on the left and I'll talk to people on the right, and I don't really care. I if you say or report what I'm saying and I believe it's true, then that's good enough for me. And if you phrase that and then show the other side of the argument, I'm okay with that too. It doesn't bother me if people don't agree with me. I just want to be able to present what I think and the way that I think it, and then, take it apart as you can. What's wild is that the first fallout happened with Daniel Bongino. And you'll remember that essentially there was an argument being made during the campaign that the FBI was going to murder, had the legal authorization to go kill Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, because they included something called the deadly force policy, which is required from every single FBI search warrant since Ruby Ridge. In fact, that's why it's there. It's because what they did at Ruby Ridge required more clear rules of engagement, more clear use of force. So they just spell it out in every single operation order. So that was the thing. And apparently Bongino and I mixed it up on that, where I was like, this is obviously not true. And my motivation was I didn't want people that were pro Donald Trump and MAGA people and wear the red hat and all that to go out there and think the FBI was trying to kill Donald Trump. I mean, they were trying to destroy him politically, but they weren't trying to kill him physically and assassinate him, because what I thought would happen next is that somebody would attack an FBI office. And then somebody did. They did it in Ohio, if memory serves. A guy went and attacked it with an AR-15 and a nail gun. They shot him to death. And so that was what I was trying to avoid. That's what I was hoping wasn't coming down the pipe. I never got a chance to explain that to him. I never told him that what you're doing is dangerous. You're playing with fire. You're manipulating people who are already emotionally on edge, and that there's this undercurrent of violence, which I think you and I have been aware of. And we're trying to say there has to be a better way out of this. And I don't know where the violence would be applied to get the operational, result that people want. And for my troubles, they basically went out and said that you're a Fed, you're a piece of garbage, and you want to see Donald Trump lose. I voted for Donald Trump.
So now moving into him, I could play him on shows. Everywhere.
Well, tells the same problem.
On Fox News,
he immediately pivoted.
Exactly. So why? Well, finish that. Why did he pivot?
I think he pivoted because he didn't. I think Bongino, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Having dealt with him enough times, he and I spent probably a couple hours together on radio, all told. There was a fair amount of discussion that we had where I think that Daniel Bongino's interest was patriotic. I'll say that. You don't leave a multi-million dollar podcast to go try something. Even though he wasn't good at it, he wasn't the right guy, and it was hubris. I'm not going to impute his motives. But I think Kash Patel was a cynical cash grab. I think he wanted to get a position that had a jet. I think he wanted to get into a job where he could fly around and be a big shot.
Well, he said, I'll take a CIA. He said, I'll take CIA director or FBI. And so we know that. But now, in hindsight, now the Epstein stuff's coming back out. It's going to come out in Congress. They're suppressing that. Stupid move. What do you predict is the next saga in this? And then let's talk about the scandal. Because I could play the clips. Maybe we should. You've got compilations of where he's like criticizing the former director for using the government jet for a few times for himself privately. And I was no fan of the director, and I think it was a legitimate criticism. Now he's the king daddy of racing around with her to all her events and all this stuff. And he always does some FBI event while he's there, but it's clear that he's a camp follower. And I think that's unethical, but it's also hypocritical. So talk about the latest in Chicago.
Both of those are exactly it. It's unethical and it's hypocritical. For Chris Wray, and I'm not a fan of Chris Wray. I wasn't a fan of Chris Wray. I was a huge critic. In fact, I was the one who sort of brought up the jet thing, and I made that front and center as it could be brought up. And it was a major problem for his administration. It's one of the reasons he probably has disappeared off the grid in some ways. But whatever we dislike about Chris Wray, and I think he stole millions of dollars from us in unauthorized flights, he just went home. And his wife had money, and he went back to the Atlanta era. So he would basically hang out in D.C. at his Geo Bachelor plaid, and then he would get on the plane every Friday, and he would fly home, and he would be at home, or he would go on vacation, whatever, and then he would come back in. And that was kind of his M.O. What Patel is doing is something totally different. He's flying home, and his home is in Las Vegas. He's an unmarried man with no wife, with no kids, with no tie to Las Vegas physically, other than some guy who's a billionaire has a room that he gets to stay in, from what I can understand. So that's all really weird. But he goes back to Las Vegas to be in Las Vegas, where he lived for a couple of years before becoming FBI director. But then he also goes on all these sort of BS flights, and he made up a reason to go to the Olympics so that he could check in on security. But it also involved him like hanging out at the games and drinking beer. And there was probably like 15 or 20 minutes of real work that was being done there. So that's all garbage. These are pretense trips. These are boondoggles. And I want to walk people through the logic of what, and then I'd love it if you played the compilation, only because when people see it side to side, you just see the hypocrisy.
You know, I meant to give it to the crew. I know you've got one. Can you send it to the crew?
Yeah, I sent it over. They should have it in a minute here. It's the Cash Patel mashup. They should have this. But let me give the context of this, because all of this stuff ends up being related to my frustration with him, which I think is real. It's related to the lawsuit against me, which is also like really frustrating to me. And it's all because of the criticisms are actually landing, and it ties into Charlie Kirk, and it ties into the.
Well, yeah, you've been getting all these bad guys fired. Basically, everybody you've exposed has been removed except Cash Patel. So they're scared of you.
So this really started in earnest. There was other people that I pointed out, but this big kind of like reveal that really hit home for him and his maybe weak command of what was going on in the agency. It happened in September of last year, before Charlie was killed. And it involved me pointing out that the pilot that was flying around in the private jet, I think they had something like four pilots that were authorized to fly the Gulfstream. One of them was one of the agents that worked on CR-15, which was a criminal squad in Washington, D.C. that was responsible for Arctic Frost, and they handled the Mar-a-Lago search. And this guy was either a case agent or was involved in it, and he inherited some of the cases. So he was working on the squad that did all the things that Donald Trump basically ran against and said, we're going to go out and destroy this. And when they got rid of that squad, and they did, he escaped because he had already moved on to a pilot job. And so now he's 20 feet away in a Gulfstream luxury jet flying around this new FBI, you know, smoking and joking and having off-duty time, thinking that he's surrounded by friendlies. Meanwhile, he's got a guy on the plane that was part of the, let's call it a coup, that the FBI executed against the previous president and now the current president. So he didn't even know that who his personnel was. And I was pointing out, not because I wanted to see Chris Meyer fired, because I didn't. I don't have any personal grievance against the guy. But the pilot who was involved in the case didn't even come up to you and say, honestly, like, hey, boss, like nothing for nothing. I worked on all those things that you're firing people over. He was like, I hope nobody notices. I'm going to keep my head down. So when I pointed that out at the beginning of September last year, it sent shockwaves up. I know people in the White House found out about it. I know the question has to be, how on earth can you run an agency if you don't even know who's in it? And he didn't. You don't have the background. You don't have the institutional knowledge. Daniel Bongino doesn't have that institutional knowledge. He just got there a few seconds ago as well. So you got two people, the blind leading the blind, trying to figure out who are the bad guys here.
And why that matters is we're not getting anything done on the deep state being indicted or going to jail. And that is my biggest concern is that, look, if he went and partied at the Olympics but was indicting a bunch of people and working hard, and he can say it's for PR for America. Some of that, okay, whatever. But if you're not...
That's right. If the Faucis and the Brennans and the Clappers and all the people that are advertised in literally a book that he wrote were sitting under indictment, wondering whether their freedom was going to be at risk for the rest of their lives, and they were facing that down, as opposed to someone saying, we have analysts working on all of the records that Tulsi Gabbard and the FBI grabbed down in Atlanta, and we're announcing that we're going to analyze it. You don't do announcements of analysis. When the FBI does things, they knock on the door and they take all your stuff, and then somebody goes to prison. That's usually what happens. And they have a really, really good track record, better or for worse, like 90%+, that if you step up to the FBI, you're probably going to end up in federal prison. Okay.
So you think this is more PR to make Trump 100%. Think they're doing something?
Yeah, I think that the Trump administration's worst crime has been that they substitute announcement of the plan for actual execution of the plan. Alex, I see it all the time. It was the same thing on the, this is a great sort of
I heard a year ago, Ilhan Omar is under investigation. I heard it 6 months ago. The woman is open and shut with a winery that makes zero money, getting $6 million. It goes on and on. I mean, it's like, it's open and shut, throw her ass in prison.
In February, they said the Epstein files are on my desk. So we can go back into minute one, day one, when they first walked Pam Bondi in. She started talking about it.
Here's an example. My lawyers said don't get into it all, but at least six grand juries. I've showed you some of it. The only reason I didn't show you the rest of them, I'm going to dig it out. And the FBI never says anything. The DOJ never said anything. Letitia James has won't refer me for a couple of the things in District New York, Southern District. I had to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars per case, give all this crap to grand juries, did nothing wrong, and then they no-billed me. But the point is, no one was talking about when they were trying to indict me, like you said, but we get to hear all about all this stuff, and nothing ever comes of it. So, yeah, I mean, I've experienced it myself. When they're really trying to throw your ass in prison, they don't talk about it.
They don't have to because they're going to, they think they're going to get you. And then they can announce the conviction. They can announce the plea deal. They can announce that they had handcuffs on you or a raid. That's where the announcements come. They don't come from like, we're taking on a case. Whenever you see, this is just a code for your listeners to look into. Whenever the FBI says like an FBI announces new probe, which they don't do probes, they do investigations. But when they announce new probe into that is messaging. It means they're not doing anything. And the second thing that we see is that whenever there are these really serious things, rather than announcing an investigation or even announcing arrests, which is what they should do, we hear about there's going to be a hearing in Congress. And so Congress is going to subpoena records. Well, again, if you're serious, you use the tool that does the thing that you think it will do. The FBI puts people in prison. So if the FBI is arresting people, we can look at that.
So it's clear.
They're just talking about it. They're just talking.
I'm going to dumb this down. I want to move on to the other topics, FBI. That's why you're here, the expert. This is important, though. Just to understand the culture. They came in more than being just bubble wrapped. I don't think Bongino so much, but Claire Patel. Patel already knew because he already knew about the system, not how it ran, but how to work with it. Hey, I'm here. I'm going to let everybody skate. Just let me have a good time. Let me into the trough. I'm a player and I'm going to play ball. And then that's it. They just took the pussy move or the corrupt smart move. And then Trump, the last admin, was not doing insider trading, because I followed it, was not doing corrupt. He was.
Oh, yeah, he lost money.
He was outsider. Now it's clear the insider trading is making the Clintons and Pelosi and the insider deals making Hunter Biden blush. I mean, we'll get to that next segment. I mean, it's bad.
Oh, yeah. It's like every other person that was doing this was amateur hour. If you see that he's had something like $2.3 billion in crypto alone that they've added in the network. I mean, it's insane.
He gives, he's going to get billions in government contract for tungsten in Kazakhstan. And then the 2 days after they sign his sons on for tens of millions in the deal, the government goes through with the deal. I mean, it's direct quid pro quo. I mean, it is like,
yeah, it's insane.
Even the New York Post
Alex, they've been bragging about it. They go out on Fox News and you get Eric Trump out there talking about how they just opened up a defense, you know, contractor. And then that thing just happened to get some multi-million dollar contracts. It's really wild.
Here's the zero point energy with government funding. You've got weapons. You've got oil and gas, not just the crypto. You know, the Saudis are here's $2 billion. It all goes away, but they keep, I mean, it is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's actually very wild, and it's hard to defend any of that stuff. And watching people bend over backwards to say, you know,
Don's a fan, and I've always liked him in the past. Don't they know how this looks? Even if they get all of them to get pardons, as Trump says in the whole administration, don't they get what they just did? They're like Ulysses S. Grant now in the history books.
It's the way that I keep looking at this. It's the way that you get to guillotines. It's a French Revolution kind of thing, because you're going to end up with all these commies. And this is what we're seeing. We're seeing communists win primaries because people go, if I'm that disaffected and if the ruling class doesn't care, you know, Trump ran as basically the blue collar billionaire. And I remember that this morning.
It's going to supercharge the Mondami crowd.
100% it is. It works exactly the wrong direction. And calling out Trump and saying, hey, remember what you ran on and come back to these things is not... it's not betrayal. That's called accountability. And that's also really good PR moves.
It's called guardrails. We needed him to succeed. And then I get the whole neocons that were never Trumpers attack us and go, oh, the Qataris told you to say Trump shouldn't take a Qatari jet. What?
Right. The danger is this, and this is where the Patel piece comes in, why I think the FBI is relevant to any of this stuff. He did come in and say, I want to be a player. I want to go to the trough. I want to fly the jet. I want to have a good time. Like, I'm going to build a whiskey bar in my office or whatever other weird things he was doing. And those are all great. The problem is that he also has to answer to Donald Trump, and he's got to eventually show some results. So every time he gets backed into a corner, he fires someone to look like he's a hard ass boss that's like destroying the deep state. And what that's done is it's built like all this resentment. It's left this culture inside the Bureau.
You're
of
dead
people
on. Stay
otherwise
there. Stay
would
there.
Like him.
Stay there. I want to finish up with this and then move to the other topics. But you're right. I've got the sources in the White House and others. Trump screams at them weekly, I want indictments. I don't know how long, and he's got Todd Blanche right in front of him that I've confirmed killed it all, and he just can't make the connection because Todd Blanche lies to him. Trump has serious blind spots, folks. We'll be right back. I don't have to sell you on bovine colostrum. Almost everybody knows for decades and decades, doctors recommend it to patients. It's been all the rage. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that come from a cow or any other mammal. It's not normal milk. It's not white. It's clear. It's full of all these peptides and amino acids and growth factors and things that literally accelerate tissue repair, and so much more. But the issue is our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top rated brand in the country. They let us put our label on it, and we sell it for a little bit less than it's sold in stores. And then you're funding our operation. It's a total 360 win. But here's where I dropped the ball. I've been promoting this bovine colostrum for almost a year since our sponsor, Big Lee, came out with it. And I just basically talk about, hey, it's great for your hair, great for your skin, you know, great for all of that. But that's just what you see on the surface. Yeah, your fingernails are thicker. They grow quicker. Women, you know, since the 60s have been taking it. But if it's doing that to the outside, what is it doing to the inside? So I wanted to just read some of the things that send bovine colostrum and explain to you how ours is 4 times stronger than the average stuff on the market and at least twice as strong as leading competitors. It's cold pressed. It's never been homogenized either or boiled or heated up to 250 degrees. So it keeps the cofactors alive. It's super concentrated. One little scoop from the powder is your daily intake, and it's amazing. But now our sponsors come out with these great naturally flavored grape gummies that has a full day concentrated allowance in each gummy. So let me now read to you just some of the ingredients and what it does. The vast majority of colostrum products, again, are flavorless, but the key is they are only 10 to 20% IgG. Ours is 40% IgG. That's double to quadruple the potency of the competitors. And it's a delicious, all-natural, grape-flavored gummy. So it habituates it. People love it and want to keep taking it. Immune Health IgG and Lactoferrin Defense. IgG immunoglobulins are the body's primary antibody defense. Colostrum's natural lactoferrin is a potent antimicrobial protein that binds iron and inhibits pathogen growth. Together, they prime and strengthen the immune system year-round, starting with the gut, and is good for all the rest of the body and the organs. Gut support integrity. Colostrum contains growth factors IGF-1 and EGF. These help repair and maintain the gut lining. This makes it especially valuable for anyone dealing with leaky gut, digestive discomfort, or looking to optimize nutrient absorption. It's great for young people, but really essential for old folks. Because as you get older, the gut absorbs less and less. The bioactive peptides and growth factors in colostrum support faster tissue repair and lean muscle recovery after exercise, making these gummies a smart addition to any active lifestyle or fitness routine. And again, this is a 40% concentration. You're not going to find that anywhere else. Each gummy is 600 milligram concentrate of the highest quality bovine colostrum. That's not some little petty dose. That is a big dose that will give you big results. And of course, the colostrum are from good old cows right here in the USA. Ladies and gentlemen, if you love the powder, you're going to love the gummies. It's an incredible product. What it does for you internally is even bigger than what it does for your hair, your nails, and your skin. So get the powder and get the grape gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air. Be healthier. Have a better life. A true 360 win. Thank you for your support. And the gummies are discounted for a limited time out of the gates. Again, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Kyle Serafin's our guest, top FBI whistleblower. KyleSerafin.com. On X, Kyle Serafin.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Rumble.com, Kyle Serafin. Look, I apologize for interrupting him a bunch because I want to get to all the big meat and potato stuff that's really important he's going to say. So much big news he breaks. We know Patel's a weenie, a dick, a liar, a backstabber, and I understand he screwed you over and they're suing you and they lie about you and they'll probably sue me for God knows. But the point is that this whole thing's compromised and I know I'm not giving Trump a pass saying he's being hoodwinked. He has a blind spot for people that kiss his ass. You see the world leaders do 100%. It worse than ever. It's known. And so we've got a disaster on our hands. The Democrats are going to win the midterms. Trump knows that. There's going to be no real indictments of anybody high level. So where do you see this going? Is there any way for Trump to magically wake up and do the right thing? Is there any way that Patel could be, you know, struck by God like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus? Could he reprove himself?
I don't know. He's a Hindu. I don't know if he buys into that, Alex.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. The problem is that your previous performances are your best predictor of what's coming up next, right? Like, we can look at and we can predict based on what you've done. And the reason why we bring up all this stuff, and all these things actually sound like really petty grievances.
No, it's not. It's important. So finish on him, because I got all this.
I'm not even going to let that off, because they are actually a lot of petty grievances. This is the reason why it matters. The way that Patel is running the FBI right now is based on pettiness. It's, how do I keep using these cool goodies that I have, government goodies? And one of the reasons why we think the SAC of the special agent in charge in Chicago may have been fired. And I've gotten this from, you know, there's conflicting stories. People in Chicago think it may have had to do with some case that involved an ATF shooting. And maybe there was a grand jury problem with this ICE protesters, which are called the Broadview Six. So there's a couple other like competing theories, but nobody saw that coming out of the blue, and it didn't need to happen when it did. What I know happened is yesterday morning, I pointed out that Kash Patel was going to visit the office in Chicago on July the 10th. And his girl, who is a friend, which is my favorite term of art, is going to be singing at the Windy City Smokeout on July the 11th. And so what you have there is that he's taking a jet, the private jet that is owned by the taxpayer that we spent $60 million on, and we just spent a ton of money to retrofit, and he's flying it to Chicago for some bullshit meetings. And whenever that happens, everybody in the office like puts on a suit and cleans up the area and does this dog and pony show. That's not what he wants, because he doesn't care about any of that. He just needs an excuse to go watch his girlfriend on the private jet where he doesn't have to pay the reimbursement for a couple hundred dollars because he's cheap. And so you have a guy who's doing nonsense government grifting to go hang out with a girl who is not married to him, not his spouse, and she could leave at any moment. And she has the reason I call her a girl who's a friend is because she's not legally connected to him in any way, shape, or form like a spouse would be. And so this temporary relationship that exists is something he's using the jet to go all over the place. And it's not the first time he's been caught in this. So he got caught in that in September of last year. I pointed out that he went to go watch her sing at this Real American Freestyle Wrestling thing. And then we found out he took the jet down to Texas to literally a place called Boondoggle Ranch. You can't make that up. There's a GOP mega donor who owns this nice ranch in Texas for hunting. And so he's been jet setting around and using the jet to just kind of live this billionaire style of life, which you and I have talked about a number of times. At some point in time, you run out of money. And the only thing is like better travel and better accommodations. So he's doing all that. He's living like a prince. He's getting per diem. And it's a work trip, but it's a work trip that just coincides with when his chick is going to be singing. So all of this stuff, if it gets out, it looks really bad to him. And the only way that I think Donald Trump cans him, because he is an ass kisser and he does give him occasionally like, look how awesome I am, daddy. He does this stuff. The only way that he gets away with it or he gets knocked out is if one of these things ends up looking bad enough. Right? So the Stephen Millers who are already.
But the reason I don't care about that is they'll just put somebody worse in. So tabling that.
Maybe, but they've got someone at least slightly better who at least is smarter. And I keep got to call this out. There's a wild card question. What is Andrew Bailey doing there at the FBI? He was the attorney general in Missouri. He stepped away from being the top law enforcement in a state to be the number two. And he's like the number two and a half.
He just disappeared. Maybe that means he's doing something real.
Completely gone. And I get no bad mouthing from anybody in the bureau about him because nobody has anything bad to say. So I don't know if he's just on cryo, you know, if he's in cryo sleep, just like,
or maybe we're going to see some action. May cross our fingers. All right. Shifting gears in the other areas. We already kind of hit, but I'm going to go into this. Hunter Biden style sleaze is just as slimy when Trump does it. And we already mentioned a bunch of it. Kazakhstan, $1 billion contracts from the government 2 days after his sons get signed on to it. Then they, like you said, they brag about it and hide it in plain view. Lutnick is involved betting against our own tariffs, making billions with his sons, writing the tariffs that failed the way he wrote them. The billions from Muslim groups, getting the Qatari $300 million jet. I mean, this is absolutely.
Can we hold in on the jet for 1 second, the Qatari jet? Because I think a lot of people don't understand what happened there. The Qataris gave the gift of a jet, okay? And it's a big Boeing. Is it a 757, I want to say, or is it a new 747? It's
the same thing as Air Force One.
Right, but it's a newer one. And then the American taxpayers.
It's the same jet as the one that Boeing can't finish for 10 years.
the American taxpayers paid for the retrofit, for all of the countermeasures, for all the electronics and all the other kind of things. And they spent maybe $1 billion on upgrading this capability of this jet. Okay. It was a gift from a foreign nation. Then the American taxpayers retrofitted it at a massive cost. And it's not going to stay with the American taxpayers. And this is the thing that I think people don't understand. It's going to Trump's presidential library. It's going to be Donald Trump's jet that is just currently being used. And we paid a ton of money. Imagine, Obama got something like this. He bought a house in Washington, D.C. And because he's a president, we do tons of security. So they upgrade the wall. They upgrade the cameras. They
and by the way, you're absolutely right. That's totally confirmed. They're literally giving him $1 billion gift past the cost that taxpayers paid for. And now it's going to be Trump's new Trump Force One. He'll be flying around on an Air Force One as a private citizen. That is absolute grift to the next level. And I'm sorry, I want Trump to succeed.
That's what I want people to hone in on here. If you saw the Biden family doing this, you would have lost your ever loving minds. And it's just about being consistent. And it's really hard for people to do that because it's like, this is our guy and we need him to win. Nobody needs Trump to do the things that he promised more than Alex Jones. And I will come in at the third tier. There's probably people above me, but God darn it. I really need him to do the stuff that he said he was going to do and he's not doing it. And so if we're going to call out the previous guy who was selling fake art and was running around catching $83,000 a month, what about the people that are taking billions in crypto and take a $1 billion plane that the American taxpayer is funding to fix? It absolutely makes me want to puke because it seems like no matter who you vote in there, they all just figure out like, well, they're either going to kill me or I'm going to just get to the trough. And so when they do, we should be, as independent media and guys who care and just regular Americans who wore the MAGA hat and believe in what MAGA means. MAGA was a whole concept that I saw from the outside. I was never a MAGA hat guy. And I don't say it disparagingly. It's just like, I'm not a joiner, but I watch people kind of get behind this dude and say, he's going to do all these things. It's like, just show me, don't tell me, make America great again by making America first, point out that this country needs your work. We don't need to be going into foreign wars. We don't need to do foreign entanglements. We need to solve the issues here. And there are plenty of issues to solve. To start with, we've got 30 to 50 million people in this country that need to be deported. So could we just do that? Forget this nonsense about, oh, we lost out on the 14th Amendment. That's been the case since 1868 when they passed the 14th Amendment.
No, I totally agree. So where do you, because they've done investigations of this and Trump tells people, he says, I don't care. And then he gets the Justice Department to give them special letters saying you're allowed to take the crypto, you're allowed to take the plane, you're allowed to. Mm-hmm. And then Trump says he's going to give the entire, from the chef to the cabinet members, a blanket pardon, which the first time I saw that was with Biden. Well, this new president, like you said, is let them eat cake. This is French Revolution stuff.
That's exactly it. This is what that's abject corruption. And if the answer is we can't fight them, so we're just going to join them. That's literally opposite of what the entirety of the people who were excited about Donald Trump coming in. It when people were diehard into it. I've never been a Republican. It's just like I'm not a joiner. Again, like I'm an independent conservative guy that wants to make good decisions. They're libertarians that have better answers in some election races.
Well, yeah, we know from the polling and I see on the street, people are pissed about the war. Him going back in that inflation continuing and all of this open insider trading looting. I mean, all these liberals that meant well and supported RFK Jr. and said, I'm done with the Democrats. All these libertarians, all these people that didn't vote who brought in to do this, they're now disaffected and going away. We're going to lose the midterms. And what the hell is Trump thinking? I guess he's thinking he just made $6 billion, I guess.
I think that is at least one possible answer, and that is the most cynical answer, but it's at least probable because you and I don't have any access to find out otherwise. When somebody walks away and all I see is that you've tripled your net worth, and if the answer was, I did the first term, I did it in good faith, it didn't work out, everything got stolen
from
me, blah, blah, blah.
You've lost everything, I've lost everything, and I'm not complaining. I feel good, I sleep great, I'm proud of what I've done, but at the same time, mm-hmm. The public sees all this, and if you go with the evil, you get rich. If you fight it, you go to the poorhouse, but at least we have our integrity.
I mean, you can't eat integrity. This is the other thing I saw. Donald Trump did an interview standing in front of the plane. I think he was on the tarmac. And they go, you know, people are upset about the economy. Like, are you not worried about stuff domestically? And the craziest and funniest thing was that he said, you know, your 401k is doing well. Well, I mean, Alex, you're older than I am, and you're not ready to pull money out of a 401k. And I'm 44. I can't feed my family with a 401k.
I don't have one.
And like, what is he talking about? You can't eat the 401k. You can't go to your retirement account and do something with your Roth IRA or your traditional IRA. These are things that may be cool, and you know, in 20 years for a lot of folks. That's my category.
But here's the paradox. People are so worried.
Who's your constituency that says, oh, well, the stock market's up, so screw everything else? Like, it just doesn't fly. It's so
illogical. But you said it earlier. The way the people work, especially young people, is that if they see Trump stabbing them in the back, they're going to just go to the communists with an even bigger lie. And that's why so many boomers still support Trump, is they're like, look, he ain't perfect, but he's not them. And that is the paradox.
Yeah, and there's plenty of dumb people that and dumb and young kind of are synonymous. Synonymous. When we were younger, we were all dumber. I'm sure of it. I know I was. And so you go, well, like they're proposing an answer. The answer is ridiculous. It's never worked. It's going to be genocidal and it's really dangerous, but that doesn't mean that it's not an answer. And it's the alternative to what's working. People do this all the time. And this is why American politics swings left and then it swings right. And the sweet spot is like center right. Unfortunately, I would like it to be hard right, but it's not. The sweet spot is center right for America to have like maximum prosperity. But what we're going to get is hard left, because they're going to go, we saw what you guys did. We gave you an opportunity. We wanted to see that. It sounded pretty plausible. And instead, you've got an FBI that's investigating people for anti-technology violent extremism. So that if you think data centers using up all your water and electrical services in your area, then you're the problem. And maybe you're a terrorist. It's like, holy crap.
Now we're almost out of time.
Like,
that
AI
leads me
to the jobs from the young people.
That leads me to your prediction that would happen months ago, and now we're here. How that ties into the whole UFC, Governor Whitmer 2.0, J6 Fed Surrection 2.0. What's the latest on that? What's the latest on the whole pipe bombing cover up, J6 fiasco, and other? You talk to your, I don't know if you can say this, but your high level sources at a 3-letter agency saying they're really concerned about violent revolution, and we're not talking about some cooked up FBI stuff. Give us the data dump. We got like 10 minutes left.
All right. Okay, so let's hit the UFC thing first. So there's apparently an outstanding number of terrorists, like 18 plus from some terrorist cell that was never going to materialize, and we've heard nothing more. So we got a good press release, and I think it was because Kash Patel was about to get a bad PR dump on him. People were pointing out that that he is mediocre, and so whenever something like that happens and it's a story about him either trading and not announcing it, or it has to do with, you know, take anything that's going to be a PR hit against what he's up to, then he releases a terrorist case. And so we got the terrorist case. I know it wasn't real because he literally showed up at the UFC event with the girl who is his friend. The president went there. There were secretaries of state. There were all these people at this UFC 250, and everybody carried on, even though supposedly there were 18 outstanding terrorists. So that sounds like BS to me. Yeah, then they want to go out there and they literally clicked every single box you could think of, Alex. So we got anti-technology guys. We got people that were anti-Semites. That falls into the racially motivated piece. We had people that were militia violent extremists, and they're using tiered systems, and they're doing trainings, and they're doing evil fitness where they're trying to post videos of each other being strong and fit and so on. So you got that all crazy stuff. And so they literally were like, how, if you had a smoothie of all the possible sort of checkboxes the FBI could do for a fake terrorist plot, and you threw it into ChatGPT, it would spit out what they got for that 250th. And the best part is the leader of it was apparently like a DACA guy and an illegal, you know, Mexican alien. So you got literally everything. He was a guy who was calling himself the shepherd. So there was stuff about religion. They were also talking about converting him with like violent radical Christianity. It's complete garbage. I mean, if you read it, you were like, this is not plausible. I can't believe that they're trying to sell this junk in 2026. And yet, here we are. So in any case, that's the story of that. And we're going to just keep watching it, and it'll just keep being like more slop and propaganda that comes out, and Fox News will eat it up, and they'll be so excited. They brought out their FBI Barbie doll who comes out and says things every once in a while, even though she has no experience doing counterterrorism. And she says dumb things like, can you imagine how bad it would have been? Like, it would have been a terrorist plot if there was a terrorist plot. And you just go, well, it wasn't a terrorist plot. They couldn't even get their car to start and drive out of California. The guys who were going to run the terrorist plot were in California and Riverside, and they tried to start their car and it didn't go. And so they went, screw it. I guess we're not doing terrorism.
Meanwhile,
today.
We have the Sean Penn making a movie about the made up J6 people. And then we have the pipe bombing thing and a patsy. Where's that?
Let's do the pipe bomb thing. Okay, so Steve Baker went on with your buddy Tucker the other night, last night. That was a pretty good episode. It's very long. It's like 2.5 hours. The opening monologue that Tucker does for the first like 30 minutes or so, I think is quite good. They start talking about J6 stuff at about the 1 hour mark. But I'm going to sum up the major takeaways from it. The biggest single takeaway is that Baker dropped the following story. They were able to identify that there is a smartwatch on that hooded figure that everybody has seen of the J6 pipe bomber, who I do not believe was Brian Cole Jr., a smartwatch that lights up 7 different times. And it explains some of the weird gestures we've seen, which are like, we always attribute it to being stretches and some other kind of nonsense. But apparently it was this person who's dropping the pipe bombs on the so-called bomb run, which I love that term, is looking into a smartwatch and then actually talking to the smartwatch, which is a real specific thing. In my life, I have exactly one person in the world that talks into a smartwatch. Maybe people that are listening here know others, but my mother's the only person I know who does it. It's just because she loses her phone and then she has her smartwatch on. The thing that it tells us, which is really critical, and this is something the FBI is going to have to answer, and they're going to get destroyed. There's no way they can take this to court. They're going to have to answer, what was that watch connected to? It looks like the most common watch out there is an Apple Watch. And so your issue ends up being that there's probably cellular connectivity if it talks on the if it talks through the watch, if it's connected to a phone. That phone, which the FBI has in their possession, they should be easily able to explain where this is.
And did you report that they didn't look at law enforcement communications?
They didn't look at 51 different cellular devices that were all associated with law enforcement. They were excluded right up front, and we found that out in January of 2025. So law enforcement wasn't looked at, which would still fit with Steve Baker's theory. There was a smartwatch that was involved, and the last thing we know is that Brian Cole Jr., who's the black autistic, you know, fan of My Little Pony, who was 25 years old at the time and had no history spending any
and years before is building the pipe bombs because he's mad about J6.
Years, literally since like 2019, he's building the pipe bomb. He's building it after the fact. He's building it before the fact. He's doing all this pipe bomb stuff that doesn't make any sense. He didn't do anything. He used his own credit cards, drove his own car, and carried his own phone. And the FBI couldn't find him for 5+ years until Steve Baker named somebody who works at the CIA, who worked for Capitol Police, who suddenly that couldn't be it. And then, of course, she failed a polygraph being asked direct questions. Did you put the pipe bombs down on that night?
Oh, we suddenly got an indictment then real fast.
Yeah, and nothing crazy to do conspiratorial things, but guess who wears a smartwatch and has seen, you know, is moving around with that sort of stuff? You can find open source pictures of Shawnee Kirkhoff, who was the person that Steve Baker named. And if you go look up those pictures, there are pictures of her, like the New York Times posted pictures of her. I saw them this morning. I went and looked at the article.
And one out of 10 billion, you were assigned in counterterrorism at that time, spying on the next door neighbor's house for whatever reason, but they wouldn't tell you.
Yeah, we're looking at the next door neighbor's house, and she literally lived 8 inches on the other side of a brick wall. And we don't know why that is. And maybe it's total coincidence. But again, as you said, I think it's like it's over 6 million to 1 that we would randomly have ended up. It might have been worse. It might have been 6 trillion. It's an insane number based on the number of households that are in Washington, D.C. to randomly pick two and be next door. The FBI was looking at the next door neighbor of the woman that Steve Baker identified 5 years later. So I don't know what the answers to those are. And we don't need to know the answers.
And they threatened a bunch of lawsuits. But have those materialized?
So Steve Baker has been sued, and here was a couple of other little fun drops that came out last night. Number one, he was down on his hands and knees, and he measured the actual spaces where we had the pipe bomber walking. These are bricks that you can actually tell which bricks and how many bricks were there. So he specifically measured the actual bricks that were on the CCTV footage. And what he's able to tell is that the size of the shoe of the pipe bomber, which was a 2018 Nike Air Max Speed Turf shoe, a very specific in black and gray and yellow and white. And that shoe is a specific size. And he bought all those shoes. So he has a 2018 shoe, the one that the pipe bomber was wearing, and then similar ones for years afterwards. The interesting thing is Brian Cole Jr., the man that they arrested, has a size 12 feet or foot. So you can't get a size 12 foot into a 9.5. You know that. Everybody knows that. Yeah. He's got these enormously large sort of flipper style feet. He doesn't walk the same way. He walks out sort of duck footed. So his toes splay outward from his body, and Shawnee Kirkhoff walks
in. Well, I mean, I just know this. I've looked at plenty of women walking, the hips and the walk. If you showed anybody that, it looks like a woman. I'm not saying it's her. I'm just saying that it looks like a woman.
So here's the last fun thing that he dropped on Tucker, and I think this is also going to be very interesting for those who are watching. I think it's going to be devastating for the people that went on and crowed about how the pipe bomb case is solved, and it was Jeanine Pirro, and it was Pam Bondi, it was Cash Patel, and it was Daniel Bongino. Well, two of those people are no longer in government, so the last two are going to have to eat this crow themselves, I suppose. But the fact is that the attorneys who are representing Brian Cole Jr. is a firm, I believe they're called the Litson Firm. They're out of Nashville, Tennessee. And their former CIA analyst and a former United States attorney is one of the lead attorneys there. And they've got other good attorneys as well, former United States prosecutors. So that's fun. Steve Baker has retained them as counsel in his defamation suit.
Whoa.
So, Alex, allow me to explain how this theory works out. You're doing criminal defense on someone, and as a criminal defense, they've already indicated that that is their intention to present an alternate theory of the crime. This is what the Litson firm is going to do for Brian Cole. They're going to present that somebody else did the crime and not the guy that they have in prison. This is a classic, like, my guy's a patsy, so you can't convict him, okay? And another person did the crime. So they've been getting discovery. They're working through that discovery. And then the fun game is that you have another client that's being sued for defamation for outing the person that you are in your other case alleging was the real suspect. Now, nobody thinks that Shawnee Kirkhoff did this with malice. In fact, most of the people that are paying attention to this would look at it and say she probably was involved in a training exercise. She likely was being directed from above.
You know, at some point, yeah, but it's not like she's connected to the CIA or something. Oh, she works for the CIA.
She works for the CIA. There was some fun stuff about that with Tucker, who his reactions were priceless last night because I don't think he'd heard the story. But the interesting piece is that you've got now a criminal case where they're getting discovery, and then you have another guy who's being sued. And remember, the truth is the ultimate defense against defamation. If it's true, then it doesn't matter what they think. And so they can't share discovery between the two clients. But what they can do is know that this is the discovery we got in the criminal space, and this is what we need to request for our defamation. And so when he was asked,
it's like when Super Mario Brother gets the mushroom. He's really strong. I mean, this is going to be, and I just wonder how this working class black family was able to get these badass lawyers.
So they have raised some money. They also the father runs a bail bond service in a couple of different states, so he's got a little bit of money, and so they're not without means to be able to bring people in. And you know, they live in a nice house.
Well, like, you know, major updates people, coming. So. That's huge news. We're out of time, but you got it real quick. Can you tell us? You talked to the CIA guy, and real
all
briefly,
right, so
what he said.
I've got a friend, yeah, who's you know, 20 plus years in the clandestine service, or he's overseas operations officer. So he's like what we think of as a case officer, what you think the CIA is. The CIA does a lot of analytical stuff and working in Langley. People that go overseas and do the spy thing, I've got a friend that does that. And we were just having a kind of a bro conversation. And he said, I'm really worried that this country is going to end up in violence. And I said, when you say worried, are you worried or do you just think it is going to and there's nothing we can do about it? And he said, more and more, I don't think there's anything we can do that it's heading that way. I'm going to drop kind of a short version of my thoughts on there. He said roughly 10% of his colleagues that he's been kind of talking to about it have the same instinct. No one really knows how it goes. And so, Alex, I think that this country has a lot of rage, frustration, irritation, and we still have a sense of like what America always was, which is that sometimes we solve our problems with violence, violent overthrow, revolution, 1776, take your pick. Like that's our history. The issue today is that nobody knows what target you would actually hit that would make the affected change that we hope to see. So it's not like it's really obvious. You're like, oh, if you just get rid of the monarch and you kick out all the Brits, then like you win. That's not obvious to us that we have that problem, because the problem is inside of our own system. It's us. It's our republic has been corrupted to a level.
Systemically corrupt.
And it's done it intentionally, and it's done it for so many years that the people who even did this, 1913 is probably a good turning point year. The people who were involved in a lot of this movement, you know, they're not even alive today to hold to you know, be held accountable.
It's built in. The corruption's baked in. You got to come back soon and get into this more as we're out of time. Kyle Cerfas Show on X. Find it everywhere. Rumble, you name it. Great job. Amazing. I appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
That cash tell stuff's really important, but we did 30 minutes on it. I wanted to get to all that. I wish we had more time on the CIA stuff and revolution. We got to be very careful, folks. All right. Harrison Smith's coming in loaded for bear. I'm doing a special show Saturday, but I'll be back tomorrow as well. God bless you all. Please support us at thealexjonesstore.com. Harrison Smith coming up. The 250th birthday limited edition run of awesome designs for this July 4th, 2026 coming up. And they're now available to ship to you as of today, Monday, June 15th, 2026. And they'll be available only through July. They're limited edition. And then that's it. And they fundraise for the broadcast. But I got to say, I'm very impressed with the designs that Bigley came up with. I was heavily involved in this and the concepts like Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition with the rattlesnake and the AR-15, Liberty or Death, 1776 to 2026. That is a really nice shirt. I designed this one, very simple. America, 250 years strong. And these are just very clean, Americana, high quality fabric, very comfortable. Destroying Tyranny since 1776. I did that concept. These are very, very clean. I'm proud of these. I think these are shirts everybody would want to wear. I would certainly want to wear these. America, ride fast, live free. Just a classic Betsy Ross flag. 1776 free. They came up with that. I think that's pretty cool. Defund the deep state. That's pretty cool. I like that really clean one right there. 1776, 250 years of freedom. They designed that. Very clean, very nice. So you want nice, clean, patriotic apparel that, you know, won't get you stabbed by a liberal, but other patriots will know who you are. You're going to promote liberty and kind of identify who you are. It's fun to wear these shirts, I can tell you that right now. You kind of choose your own adventure. You wear an Alex Jones shirt, then you're really going to meet a lot of cool people, but you also might get a bottle smashed over your head. So hundreds and hundreds of great designs from the Gulf of America to you name it. That's a good-looking shirt right there at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.